This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So today, Kirk Cousins and the Sleep Number bed surprised, they called a Blue Star family that served in the military. And they did that for one such member of the military. They surprised him. He's in the Navy Reserves, and he's going to be going off to a mission, an assignment, whatever you want to call it. And they surprised him in South Minneapolis, and they brought him a Sleep Number bed, courtesy of the Sleep Number company, but also Kirk Cousins. So today I talked to Kirk Cousins about that, about Adam Thielen, about him, about the Minnesota Vikings. Here now, Kirk Cousins.
Kirk, you've done a lot in this town since you've been here, including partner with the Sleep Number bed for the last few years. And when you get a chance to do stuff like this with the Blue Star family, what does that mean to you? Maybe particularly now, given 2020 and all that we've been through, to give anybody a boost anytime.
Yeah, it's honestly fun for me to be able to see the looks on the faces of the Gunther family as they know that they're receiving these beds. It's just fun to be a part of it. You know, it's one thing to say you're helping the military, but to actually be able to virtually see them, it adds to it. And I know that John Gunther in the Navy is going to be deployed here soon and be away from his family for a long time. And the family and John have to make a lot of sacrifices to serve in the military and protect our country. And it's a small way to say thank you by being able to provide the entire family with the Sleep Number 360 smart beds.
You know, you've done it with high school kids before as well when they were named All-State and they came down to the locker room and all the, didn't know they were going to meet you. What's it like when you pop up, in this case virtually, but they don't know it's coming and there's Kirk Cousins, the quarterback of the Vikings? How does that strike them and how does it affect you?
Yeah, I think it's fun to just drop in and surprise them and hopefully brighten their day a little bit. You know, tough coming off of a loss yesterday if they're big Vikings fans, but still fun just to say hello and thank you, really. That's the message I want to say is thank you for your service, John, but also to the entire family, even those two precious kids. So grateful for what they've done and you know, to provide them with beds and be a part of what Sleep Number is doing in our community and for our military is just a small way to say thank you.
It's kind of in conjunction with you know, 2020, as I mentioned. What's it been like for you? Just like today, there's some highlight moments and there's some moments that aren't so good. What have you learned about trying to stay up in 2020?
Yeah, it's been such a fluid situation. You know, when we first got news back in the late winter, early spring of, you know, the virus and its spread and what needed to happen to shut down, I didn't realize, you know, the extent that it would go to and how long it would last. And maybe we still don't realize it, but you know, it's just been a fluid situation of taking it one day at a time. And I'm so grateful that we have already played 10 football games this season. I think that's a real positive. And our team has been able to stay healthy. We're just continuing to work hard to, you know, make sure that it stays that way and praying that the virus, you know, does not spread throughout our state and does not negatively impact people's health. Because it is a scary thing that certainly can affect a lot of people.
When you see someone from the military like this, is there perspective anytime in your faith journey and everything else when you see, you go, hey, I'm still only playing a football game. This guy's getting ready to deploy, or this person's in the hospital in the ICU, or this person's waiting for a loved one?
Yeah, it certainly put things in perspective. After a tough football game on Sunday, tough loss. You know, I'm kind of down in the dumps, and then you see the family and you see the joy on their face and you see the love in their home, and you know what John is going to have to do here, leaving his family to serve our country. I'm very grateful for their service, and it does put things in perspective, and you do realize at the end of the day, it is only football, and we're so blessed to have the military that we have.
You know, Adam Thielen goes on the COVID list today in the midst of this craziness. This whole COVID thing, do you get used to it after a while as a player and say, that doesn't mean that he'll be gone for long, we just have to roll the punches? What's it like when you get news like that?
Yeah, it just seems like it's one day at a time, day to day. So I don't even know enough to comment on what that means for tomorrow or Wednesday or the next game. But, you know, our coaches will do a great job putting a plan together and knowing that they may have to, you know, make some adjustments. But that's what this year has been all about. And the teams that can handle that the best are the teams that are going to be standing tall at the end of the season.
What's it like to play in empty stadiums?
It's certainly different. You know, it's easier to communicate on the road, but other than that, you know, it takes away a lot of that energy that you'd be feeling coming from the crowd. But honestly, it's so competitive and it's such a fast-paced game that there's still a lot of juice out there, and I think they've done a really good job with the TV broadcast to you know, still be able to get those games out to all the fans that want to see them.
One of the things that comes from the TV broadcast, though, is how hard guys hit, you know, because you don't hear the sounds generally with a big crowd there, but when you see it and it's just left to the raw and the real, you realize how hard guys play every day, and that you know, there's a piece of meat out there called a career in this thing, and you got a short time to get it.
Yeah, it's a physical game, and I have a front row seat every time I hand the ball off to Dalvin or Alex, you know, watching the collisions that take place, and it really is amazing what Dalvin's able to do week in and week out, and then come back the next week and still be in peak form. So I have so much respect for him, so much respect for offensive line, the way they block, play in, and play out. And, you know, we just have to find a way to find those inches in the games, because it is a matter of inches that make the difference between winning and losing, and we got to find them.
How do you grade yourself after every game? What do you do analytically to look at Kirk Cousins? Or don't you have to? Do you got enough other people doing that?
It's a lot of film, you know, going back and looking at every single play, every step, every decision, pre-snap decision, post-snap decisions, you know, placement of the football as far as accuracy is concerned, you know, timing, even if the ball was thrown accurately, it was thrown on time. Just trying to work through all the different coaching points and details of every play. And, you know, these NFL defenses are good. They're going to give you a handful to look at and work through, but the film, you know, as we say, the eye and the sky don't lie, so we use that to evaluate. And you know, there was a lot of studying going on post game after you know, such a close loss yesterday,
and it's still fun. The game's still fun, it's just different,
you know. Yeah, it's you know, it's what's fun is it's a challenge, and I think that's what makes it fun, is how close these games are, the competition that it creates, and the grind that it is. You know, there's a part of us that loves that grind, and you know, yearns for it. And so, yes, even though it's been a unique year in 2020 and no fans in the stands, these first 10 games have been just as intense as any before that. You know, we got to find a way here in these last six to finish on a high note. And if we do that, you know, we still think that there's some hope up ahead for postseason play.
And then that Sleep Number bed, you can only sleep comfortable. And I've had one for 20 years. I mean, these things don't go out of style either. I mean, that's the real deal, isn't it?
Yeah, no, we were giving the Gunther family the real deal, and it was Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. I sleep on one in the off-season, in-season. I believe in it strongly, and I believe strongly in quality sleep, and Sleep Number is such a purpose-driven company, as evidenced by the way that they've you know, served our community.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.